Maguey Region Division Governor is allowing corruption in the oil industry, reported by Yangon Kitthit News. Local residents of Milna Township in Maguey Division told Yangon Kitthit News Media that the governor of Teye District, Tim Yulat, has been allowing people to steal oil wells in Milna City by obtaining large sum amount of money from them. Although the oil wells have been closed by the military junta, Tim Yulat has allowed oil wells that have been bribed to him to drill day and night. Tim Yulat is said to have paid homage to General Aung Lin Duy in person so that he won't be transferred to another location even if his corruption cases were reported. Apparently, his transfer case file at the head office was asked to be taken back by Aung Lin Duy, so he was still in the position. The person who contacted Aung Lin Duy was Captain Sonia, who is currently operating oil well in the location and bribing Tim Yulat. Currently, anyone is allowed to drill the oil in Teye District if they are able to pay money to Tim Yulat. You need to pay a large amount of money to get the right to drill, and his partner Oilfield are mainly the ones that are operating in the location. The local people continue to say that they heard that they need to pay 30 lakh, which is 3 million jet, for the drill permit. If the local people who are unable to pay money or bribe to Tim Yulat happen to go to the drill site and drill the oil, they will be prosecuted. Apparently, there are 36 people who have been prosecuted by him. The fact that the governor has been able to get away with this for so long suggests that he has powerful allies within the military, and this is a further sign of the corruption and impunity that pervade the junta. And another factor that is important to keep in mind is that General Aung Lin Duy and his family are also profiting from the contracts that they obtain from the military junta, because they have like construction companies and other family businesses that work on the behalf of the junta. So corruption runs from the ground level to the top level. Despite severe power outages throughout the country, Myanmar junta leader Min Aung Hlaing talks about electric trains and electric cars again, Kitthit Media reported. Myanmar junta leader Min Aung Hlaing has said it again that he plans to introduce electric trains and electric cars to the country, despite the fact that the country is facing severe power outages. Min Aung Hlaing made the remark on October 7 while visiting a diesel engine factory in Mingala Tamyun Township, Yangon Region. He said that the country needs to develop a modern train transportation system and produce electrical locomotives, and that preparation needs to be made to switch to electric train transportation. Min Aung Hlaing's comment comes at a time when many people in Myanmar are struggling to get by due to power outages. Some areas are only getting electricity for a few hours a day. Min Aung Hlaing has previously spoken about his plans to introduce electric trains and electric car to Myanmar. In August 2021, he said that the government would be implementing an electric train and electric car project, and that subway system and electric buses would be running in Naypyidaw. It has been over 2 years, and anything that he said hasn't become reality. Min Aung Hlaing, critics say that his plan for electric trains and electric cars are unrealistic and impractical. Given the country's current state of affairs, they pointed out that the country is struggling to provide basic necessities such as electricity and water, let alone introduce new technologies. Min Aung Hlaing continued to talk about electric trains and electric cars while the country is facing severe power outages is basically his detachment from reality, the reality situation in Myanmar. His critics said that his plans are unrealistic and impractical, that he should be focusing addressing the more pressing needs of the people. At the end of the day, the Lulu is never the Salulu. Spring Revolution movie, The Wave, screens in New York to over 400 attendees, Kitten News Media reported. The Spring Revolution movie, The Wave, directed by singer and director Lin Lin, was screened in New York on October 7 to 400 attendees. The movie was screened by the Helping Hand for Obama H2B group and was held at 1 p.m. and 3 p.m. in Midtown Manhattan. Souvenirs for the movie, including t-shirts, tote bags, USB flash drives with the movie soundtrack and keychains, were sold at the event. Director Lin Lin, movie actor Chitu Wei, and other movie actors included in the project, The Wave, had a close conversation with the fans through the Zoom call. The Wave memorabilia was auctioned off, and all funds received will be donated to areas in need in Myanmar. The screening of The Wave in New York was a successful event that raised awareness of the Spring Revolution and raised funds for those in need in Myanmar. It is also a sign of growing support for the Spring Revolution in Myanmar.